Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back this week. It's going to be a quick solo episode, but just have to address it from the top. Took last week off and now I'm back. We did get sick. We got COVID. We're feeling better now. So had to take 10 days off of work, had to do all kinds of stuff. We feel so much better now though. And it was hard for me to take a week off of just doing the podcast because I'm just really committed to being consistent with it. I never take a week off unless it is like Christmas. But I also need to remember it's middle of November. We're falling into that season with podcasts where I know people listen less. So if you're listening this week, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just love it so much having people listen. And if you message me after listening to an episode, that makes me so happy, or it's amazing. But feeling great now and just moving forward with life into the holiday season. Holy cow. Like November, seriously, like I feel like it was just Halloween and like this month of November is just like going by so fast. And we are trying to plan the wedding and I haven't been very good about getting on it as I should be, but we're trying to get married in October of next year and things are like booking up. And so I should have been on it more. And so I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed with a lot of things and that sucks. Like, I don't know if anyone else is feeling like time is moving so fast. And I know everyone says this, like, as you get older, time just goes by so quickly. But I feel like with COVID over the past 2 years and things like that, like time is just going so fast and I'm having a hard time like sinking into moments and like actually like celebrating them, feeling them. And there's just different milestones that are just different now and it sucks. So I'm back this week. One of the hardest things about, like, I wouldn't say the hardest thing, but something that was really hard and frustrating, it was this big mental block around getting sick. And prior to COVID, like, you don't feel guilty about getting sick. You just, you know, you get the flu and you get better and you move on with your life, or you get a cold and you get better and you move on with your life. But with this, there is so much shame surrounding this. And I feel like there's a lot of shame surrounding like anything now, even if you don't get COVID, if you have something stuck in your throat and you're coughing, like 10 people would turn around and look at you like, what's wrong with you? And it's like, I'm just choking on a carrot. I'm sorry. And so it was really hard, like being stuck at home. And then you get in your head like, oh my gosh, I'm a bad person because I got sick. And I'm not. It's just, I didn't do anything wrong, but it just felt like it. And I've heard that from other people too, like that they feel the same way. And then if anyone like gets joy out of other people getting sick, like that's just pure evil. So trying to just remember that, like, it's fine. You just got to keep moving forward. Like it happens. Everyone gets sick and it just is what it is. But I'm just really struggling with that. Like I was thinking like, oh, people are going to be mad at me. Like my friends are going to hate me. Why would they? It makes no sense. But when you're telling yourself these things in your head, it makes perfect sense. And it seems like it makes sense in your head anyways. I don't know. I'm going all kinds of tangents over here, but the shame around it was really frustrating. And those negative thoughts are just definitely not good when you're sitting alone and like trying to feel better and like then thinking, oh, everyone hates me is not helpful. But I did see a quote and I don't think it was related to this, but I saw it recently and it was like, oh, I needed to see that. And it was about shame. And no one can make me feel shame about something that I don't already feel ashamed of. And that's just something like with a lot of things in our world now, it's like, oh, shame on you. You shouldn't do that. You don't think exactly like I do. You're wrong. You're a bad person. You're this, you're that. And it's like, no one can make me feel ashamed. Like, this has been going on since, you know, the beginning of time. People probably judged each other for different things. And some people move forward in confidence and some people like succumb to the shame or whatever and just try to turn into what everybody else wants them to be and doesn't have any of their own personality, their own thoughts, their own will, their own creativity. And it's like the people who are being themselves unashamedly is really important to have out there. And no one can make you feel, or no one should make you feel afraid of something. No one should tell you what to be afraid of, and no one should tell you what to be ashamed of. And there are things that are wrong and right, and there are things that are in the middle. And like everything now has, I feel like in social media, I need to take another break because I spent too much time, you know, over the past week, but even over the past month, like back on social media, on Facebook, on TikTok, on Instagram, in the comment sections, looking at people arguing about things. And I just get this like dopamine kick or just this entertainment of seeing people fight. But it also makes me just sick to my stomach and it's addicting. And I keep going back and looking at it. I keep going back and looking at it. And I'm like, why? Why? And I know it just keeps getting served up to me. It's the algorithm. The apps want you to stay on there longer and then they can serve you more advertisements. And then you're using their, it, you know, you guys know. We all need a break. And I'm going to really try to stay off of it more with social media or just use it more intentionally. Like, I got to get out of the comment sections. Like, it's so entertaining sometimes. It's so addicting, but I just need to get out. Because no one needs to tell, I don't comment on these things. I'm not in the comments, but I'm reading and it's like these people just arguing with total strangers. It could be from different parts of the country. They could be from a different country. They could have a completely different set of standards, different neighborhoods, different socioeconomic status, different religion, all these things. That's like, how can you expect somebody to just completely like change their mind about something in a comment section on TikTok by you yelling at them? Like, it just doesn't make sense. But people do it all day, every day. People get on there on social media and argue. It's crazy. And it's just so much like shame. And I've found myself even just going and like looking for it almost like, I'll see a harmless video someone puts up and they're like holding their baby. I'm like, oh, someone's probably going to say they're holding their baby wrong. Go in the comments. Sure enough, there's something there. Or someone goes on and like does a little dance or something on TikTok. And then I'm like, oh, I wonder what's in the comments there. Like, I'm intentionally going to look for somebody being an asshole. And if we stop giving these assholes time, it's just better for everyone's mind. But I don't know. That was a long tangent, but it's really frustrating. Like, I'm doing it, but I know other people struggle with this too. And it's kind of weird because a lot of people I know have been taking breaks from social media, from Instagram, and that's great. That's what, like, I feel like they should be, and I should be too. But then I'm on Instagram and I'm like, all the good people that I liked are like gone, or they're taking a break, or they're never here, which is probably pretty telling to me. And I know I've been kind of going over the social media stuff for like the past couple months, but it's just getting harder and harder. And it's overwhelming. There's a lot of things that are overwhelming right now. Something that's overwhelming me, I'm just dumping this into this podcast. This is a thought dump, but something that's really been overwhelming me, and I don't know if anyone else is feeling like this, but it just doesn't feel like things will ever go back to normal. And that's scary to me. And I said earlier, like, nobody gets to tell you what to be afraid of. This was kind of gonna be the theme of the episode today. Like, some people are really afraid of what's going on with this pandemic, and some people are really afraid on all sides. And, like, different things are frightening different people. One of the things that's frightening me is, like, looking to the future and, like, not seeing any kind of hope and just seeing, like, I feel like it's going to be like this forever. Like, I feel no hope, especially in Washington, after going to other places and seeing them basically acting normal and then seeing, like, how starkly different things are here and how people have just, like, accepted, like, that's scary to me. Just seeing how it's like, I don't see any hope, like, personally, and that's hard for me, and I should be more positive. I should be trying harder to be more like the positive light, and I do try, but it's like, to be perfectly honest, like, I just don't feel good about it at all. Like, I have lost my hope, and that's hard, and I'm supposed to be, like, having a really good time. I'm supposed to be, like, wedding planning and doing this and that, and it's like, I just get stuck in this loop of being like, who knows what's going to happen in October of next year? Like, it could be a lot worse. And I have always kind of been more of, like, a realist instead of, like, an eternal optimist. And that surprises people sometimes because they say, oh, you come off, like, so positive. But I'm like, no, I'm just, like, I'm more of a cynic than an optimist sometimes because I just don't like to get hurt. And so, and I already hurt myself with a bunch of, like, high expectations all the time. So, yeah, it's just hard looking forward. But, like, really trying this month to make some concrete steps in the wedding planning process. But I was talking about fear, and there's fear everywhere. And, like I said, it's scary to me to have had an idea of what life was going to look like and then have it be very different. And that happens, I think, to everyone in their life, like, pandemic or not, you envision your life a certain way and then it changes. There's no way to plan for everything, but this has just been hard. But in the same way that no one can make you feel ashamed, I don't think we should let people tell us what to be afraid of. I am also afraid of cats. House cats. Like, I'm a weirdo. And there's a lot of people out there who are not afraid of cats at all. They love cats. They have 10 or 12, or they have one cat and it's their best friend in the world. But I'm afraid of cats. Like, lock me in a room with a cat, I'll probably cry. Like, I think I'm weird. They're scary. I think they're going to attack me. I think they have evil spirits. I could go on a tangent about that. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people that I'm scared of cats. But that doesn't mean that I should go up to somebody and tell them that they should be afraid of cats and tell them everything that, like, could possibly happen. Like, my issue is not somebody else's issue. And this, I've been seeing this, like, so much. Once again, I think it's coming from looking at, like, the comments and stuff, like, someone else's trauma or trigger or anything like that. Like, you do not need to project that onto somebody else. Like, but we should be able to, like, respect that. Like, somebody shouldn't come up to me and say, you're delusional for being afraid of cats, and I'm going to lock you in a room with a cat. Like, why would they do that? Like, why can't you just let me live my life? Like, I'm not bothering anybody by being afraid of cats. I'm not saying everyone should lock up their cats because I'm afraid of them. I've been seeing this, like, with trauma, like, people just everything. And this big thing on TikTok. And it's really disgusting where there are so many, like, good things on TikTok, but also a lot of bad things. Like, it's good that people are feeling that they can express themselves and they can, like, work through their trauma and, like, feel healing and feel empowered to, like, talk about it and, like, I got through this, we're doing good, or even I'm struggling with this and we're doing good. But it's like, somebody will even just talk about like eating, like, oh, I had a great meal today. Someone goes on and comments like, well, good for you. I have an eating disorder. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just trying to talk about my life. Like, that, it's so weird to me how everyone is just kind of like trying to outdo each other on how big of a struggle they have, no matter what it is. That everyone has struggles. Obviously, some are worse than others. I'm reading a really good book right now. It's called Good Morning Monster, and it's going to be the next podcast episode for my book podcast, Pish Posh Pages. And it is written by a therapist, and she wrote, she did like a case study on five of her like most interesting, or they're really traumatic stories, five of her clients from the past. And these people went through hell, like terrible things, like really, really bad things. So if you don't like reading about dark things, you're not going to like this book. But I enjoy reading dark things. I enjoy things written by therapists. I enjoy her, like, just hearing people's stories. And so I've been really enjoying this book. But I'm reading these stories, and this is kind of sneak peek into the episode that will be coming, but I'm reading these stories, and they're about these horrible, tragic things that a lot of people would not get through. Like, they just would not make it through. And the PTSD is very real, and the long-term trauma in these five people is just very evident in their everyday life. And then I see somebody complaining about God knows what on TikTok about something that like bothered them for the day. And they're like literally yelling into a camera, like yelling into a void. Whereas I don't think we should be ranking people's trauma. Someone will always be out there who has it so much worse than you. It could always be worse. It's a saying. And that doesn't mean you're not valid in feeling bad things happen to you. Like, I've got bad things I could share, but I don't really believe in like this trauma dumping and making people feel guilty for enjoying their lives, because that's the point. We're supposed to move forward and enjoy our lives as best as we can. Like, it's okay to feel the bad things, but you gotta move forward. Like, I'm feeling bad things, but I gotta move forward. Like, we're all going through this human experience together. And that sounds like super woo, and I don't like it. I hate when people say the human experience, but I don't know why that came out of my mouth. But it's just so frustrating. Like, let people live. Let people feel what they want to do, and you don't need to make somebody feel worse for whatever it is. Like, just let people live their life. I need to do it as well. Like, I need to stop like putting so much judgment on other people. We all could do better on that, I'm sure. Like, I'm no Mother Teresa, but I feel like social media, the mass media, and just everything in our society is like encouraging us to judge each other more and more and more and more, instead of saying, good for you. You look great. Like, do your dance on TikTok. That's awesome. Oh, you're doing a small business and like you're trying and you're starting out and you might fail. You know what? You might fail. You might succeed. That's amazing. Like, try it out, instead of being like, oh, you know, most people don't succeed in that. It's like, if someone is getting married, you don't go up to them and say, oh, well, you know, 50% of marriages end in divorce. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's how I feel like social media is now. Like, you say one good thing and the world comes at you and it's like, well, you know, you're probably doing something wrong. You're probably pissing somebody off right now. And I'm trying to lean into it. I'm trying to lean in and be okay with pissing people off. Because those people who I'm pissing off, unless it's somebody who's actually a family, a friend, whatever, who is actually willing to have a conversation of why they're upset with me, they probably don't matter. But I have this idea in my head, and I don't know if anyone else feels this way. I think they do. I think other people struggle with this. but I have this idea in my head, like, if I do this wrong, people are going to be upset with me. And then I have to dig in deeper. Who is going to be upset with me? Are they really going to be upset with me? Are they just going to judge me? Do they really care about me? How often do I even talk to these people? Do I really care what this person thinks? And there's a lot of layers to that. But I think we've gotten scared of each other. And I know that I have. Like I said, I got sick and I got scared that our friends were going to hate us. And that's just terrible. Like, I hate crying on the podcast, but Casey was texting our friends and I asked him, I said, well, are they mad at us? And he said, no, why are they? They're worried about us, but we're going to be fine. Like, it's okay. But I thought they were going to be mad. And that's so stupid of me. And it's stupid of me to think that, but it's also stupid of me because I am doing this to myself because I am giving in to the idea that's out there, like, that it's okay to judge each other and it's okay to hate somebody that you really love because they think differently than you or anything. And that's disgusting. And that's not how I feel, but I keep looking at it and it's glaring me in the face every day. It's in my face every day. Like, it's okay to hate people. And I don't think it is. And like I said, I didn't do anything wrong, but it's in your head. Like, you did something wrong. You're in trouble. You're a bad person. And you probably didn't. There's so many worse things that could be happening that you could do that are intentionally bad things. I hope I'm not speaking into the void. And I hope that somebody is kind of has been in the same boat as me. Or if you fall into this same line of thinking in the coming weeks, I hope you know, like, you're not alone in thinking that, but also it's wrong. Like, it's false. It's not how the world works. The world works in real relationships and real friendship and real connection, and it doesn't work from strangers behind a screen that may or may not even care about what's going on in your life. And it's just dumb that I've gotten so in my head about this. And I hope that I'm wrong. And I hope that most of the people who are listening don't feel the way that I do. Like, I hope they're like, Lindsay, you need to just take a break and not feel like that because I'm perfectly fine. That's my hope because I don't want other people to feel like this. But I have a feeling that I'm not alone in this. And it may be just a different situation, but we're moving into the holidays where we are starting to, you know, have, whether it's Thanksgiving or you go to a Christmas party or Christmas, and whether it's your family or your friends or your coworkers, you're like spending time with them and having real conversations and getting back to like the heart of connections and all that kind of stuff, you know, like good talks. And sometimes they can go bad. It could be politics or it could be whatever, somebody judging you for something. And that sucks. But for me, I know I surround myself with people who you don't fight about that kind of stuff because you actually have real relationships and it's good. And like, I feel bad that I know there's people who go home for the holidays or whatever and have these conversations and they feel very isolated. But I'm just happy that it proves to me that the relationships are more important. Like, the real conversations are more important. They're so much more important than whatever the fake idea of people being mad at me is. Like, it's not real. No one gets to tell you what to be ashamed of, and no one gets to tell you what to be afraid of. And you can rewire your thoughts to not be afraid of things. It's kind of hard. It's really hard. I could eventually just not be afraid of cats anymore. People reprogram themselves so they're not afraid of heights anymore, not afraid of flying, things like that. And then some people live with it forever. But these little things, the fear of judgment, it's always going to be there, but I get to control how much it dictates my life. And me talking through it, whether I'm talking through it like in this podcast, whether I'm talking through it with a friend or with Casey or whoever, it feels better to let it out. Because our head can be such like a destructive place sometimes, because it just spirals. It just keeps going and it sounds worse and worse and worse. And then when you say whatever bad thought it is out loud, and then you hear it and somebody else hears it, and they're like, why do you think that? And then you kind of like sink into the actual present moment, not in your head. And you're like, oh, I don't know why I think that. That's kind of crazy. Or I think then if it's the other way, if you're actually like, well, I have this reason and this reason and this reason that I think that, then you can talk it through. But I guess that's my advice, is just get it out of your head, say it out loud, and then remember, like, real conversations and real relationships are so much more important. Like, real. Real's the word of the week. Yeah. And I'm really happy to be back on the podcast. The podcast for me is something that it's so important for me to do it because I needed something more. I don't have kids. I'm not saying like this is my baby, because I think that's annoying when people say that, but like I can't just go to work and come home and watch Netflix and go to bed. Like, I need more. I just need it. And so this is that for me. And the commitment to it has been so important for me. And whether 10 people listen in a week or 100 people listen in a week, I still enjoy it. And I know that people connect with it because you guys tell me, and that's what I love so much. But also, it's good for me. Like, I was listening to another podcast today, and somebody was asking the person for advice on starting a podcast. Now we're getting a little meta here, but the advice was kind of like, once you start, you have it. And like, you gotta just keep going. Like, you have to commit. With a podcast, it's not something that you can just kind of hit here or there, because you need to keep going. It's something that you have to be consistent with for people to continue coming back. Like, if your favorite show posted one episode here and then another episode 3 months later, then another episode 2 weeks later, you'd be like, what's going on? Like, what? And so, like, staying consistent with it and like staying committed to working on this craft. And this could be like how I am with a podcast. It could be you with whatever it is that's like your passion project or whatever, even working out, things like that. Like, with this though, I stay committed and I have to keep getting better. And each week is different. And I know sometimes I do worse and then sometimes I do better. And sometimes people really like an episode and sometimes people don't like an episode. Sometimes people like what I have to say and sometimes I might piss people off. People might be mad at me after this episode, but this is like my creation and that's okay. And I'm just really learning to lean into it. So what I'm committed to for the rest of the year is being... This sounds cheesy, but being really real on the podcast, because I think we need that for the rest of the year. I think I'm always pretty honest, but being extra honest. And then when we get into 2022, I'm seeing a lot more interviews coming. I'm seeing a lot more of just different stuff coming in 2022. I took kind of a backseat on interviews for the past year. I've done a couple and they've been fun, but I think I'm ready to connect again. But the end of the year is tough because for myself, I look back and there's a lot that I want to have done. And for me, especially over the past 2 years with COVID, it's been like going so fast and you're like, oh, I don't know if I got done what I wanted to, but I did what I did and it's there. And I can appreciate it. and I can see what I want to do better and see what I want to change and see the relationships that I want to grow and then move forward from there. And that's all we can do. I really want to just sink in to this holiday season. So if you guys want to go along with me in this, we're going to try to sink in really deep and really be present, which we all say in the holidays, but let's really try. Let's say it out loud and try it, because I think we all want to do this. We're like, oh, I'm not going to be on my phone. I'm going to hang out with my family, my friends, the Christmas parties, whatever I'm doing, and like really enjoy it, because I have felt that it's like it's just moving too fast. And I didn't even go to the pumpkin patch for Halloween and things like that. They seem silly, but when you actually like do these things to sink into whatever season it is, it helps time slow down. I think I'm a really nostalgic person, so I'm really happy around Christmas time and having the tree up. It like makes me so happy. And that's another thing, like some people be like, it's too early, don't put your tree up. Like, oh my god, you're gonna judge somebody for their joy? Like, that's dumb. But anyways, we're really gonna sink in for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, New Year's, and then go into 2022. And I already know things that I want to work on for 2022, just really reconnecting with some of my relationships and actually taking the time to plan things with family, with friends, with whoever, and just really sinking in, being more present. Probably, even though I love it so much, probably deleting TikTok off my phone. That'll probably happen in 2022. And in 2022, I'm getting married. We're going to plan the best party ever and all the events leading up to that. We already have some things planned. Like, we're supposed to go to Wisconsin in September. We're supposed to go to South Dakota in January. And so I'm like looking forward to 2022. And I'm one of those people who's always like looking forward and this is going to be good, like looking to the future, like as you can tell from the beginning of this episode. But doing that sometimes takes away from like the sink in and feel good. So I'm trying to like really feel good in December, November too, but I'm not a big Thanksgiving person, but I'm going to try. I'm going to really try to have a good time. And yeah, I don't know. I'm getting all kinds of tangents over here. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, take the time to think about people in your life who are your real friends, your real relationship, who you care about. And if you can't think of anybody, I know that you can. I know everyone who's listening to this can. But if for whatever reason that you are like, I can't think of anybody, nobody cares, everyone's judging me for whatever it is, you can talk to me, because I won't judge you, unless you murdered somebody. But you know, I don't think anyone's doing that is listening to the podcast. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm working on the relationships, the connections, the moments. And another thing, with the Pish Posh Pages podcast, the last episode that was released, it was a book I read called Present Over Perfect, or it's one of the most recent ones. When I first finished reading that book, I enjoyed it. It was really simple, kind of self-help, as you can tell from the title, Present Over Perfect. It's about just really like doing what you want to do and being present in the moment, as I've been talking about for the past 5 minutes. I didn't think it had a big effect on me, but now that I'm talking through it, I'm like, oh yeah, that actually really helped me. So that book, Present Over Perfect, is by Shauna Nyquist. If you want more on this topic, it is a book based off of kind of some Christian concepts, but I did not think it was like overwhelmingly biblical or churchy. Just a really good read. And I think it's really good to read around the holiday season, because you are spending more time at home. It's dark, you're like cooking at home, you're spending time with your family, as opposed to like summertime, going out, doing this vacation, blah, blah, blah. So another recommendation there. So the two books I'm recommending, Good Morning Monster and then Present Over Perfect. And then you can listen to podcast episodes about those. It's Pish Posh Pages. I'm really happy about that podcast and having the book talk all over there. And I'm just really thankful that that is growing too. So sorry for the cough. I'm going to end out the episode with a toast and roast. Obviously, the roast was getting sick. The toast is feeling better. But I have another toast. And it's a toast to Casey B. He does the cutest thing. And I just have to share it because it makes me so happy. So we got engaged in... when was it? In June. The end of June, we got engaged. And my ring, I'll take it off to like do the dishes or when I take a shower, things like that. I need to get it resized still. As you can tell, I'm pretty slow on this wedding stuff. But it's going to be a great party. Anyways, so I'll take my ring off while I'm doing dishes or whatever, and then we'll go have dinner or something, or we're eating in the living room or whatever. And every time he brings it back to me, he comes over and he gets down on one knee and he says something sweet, and then he says, Lindsay, will you marry me? And it makes me so happy. So that's my toast of the week. It's my toast of the past however many months, because it seriously like brings me so much joy. And yeah, he's the best. He wasn't on this week because I knew I was going to ramble and rant, and I didn't want him to be held accountable for anything that I say. So this is the last episode before Thanksgiving. I will have an episode out the day after Thanksgiving. Who's going to listen to it on Black Friday? I don't know. But another thing, last thing I'm working on is for my food blog. And I will also put it on the Pish Posh Podcast website. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to pishposhpodcast.com. It's a great website. I worked hard on it and I think it looks pretty good. But there will be a gift guide for foodies. So people who love to eat, isn't that all of us? So I have been working on this gift guide. It has about 14 or 15 gift ideas, and you're going to want to buy them for yourself. Like, these are really unique, really fun things you're going to want to try and get shipped to you. Like, they're not the normal things that you see on everyone's like gift guide list. So stay tuned for that. That will be coming out on Monday. What's the date? Monday the 22nd. So that will be released then. I'll post it on Washington Food Girl on Instagram, and then the links will be up everywhere. But obviously, a lot going on. A lot going on in the next couple weeks here. But I hope you guys all have a fantastic Thanksgiving. And I hope you take time to spend time with your loved ones, your family, your friends, and take the time to think about some things that you're really grateful for. And then if you want to, think about some things that you'd like to change, because I've been doing some self-reflection, and I think that's a good thing to do before setting your goals for the new year. And don't worry, there will definitely be goal setting episodes in the end of the year, because that's like my favorite thing. So I hope this episode was relatable. If you enjoyed it, definitely make sure you're following us on Instagram at PishPoshPod, and are following on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed, and you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And if anyone wants to reach out to me and just tell me that you listen to it and you don't think I'm crazy, that would be appreciated, because, you know, I do not want to be yelling into a void. I don't want us to encourage people to be yelling into a void anymore. I want us to be just trying to encourage people. And if someone's, you know, doing something a little different than us, just let it go. In the words of Elsa, let it go. And oh God, I'm tangenting again. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Eat all the delicious cranberry stuff and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.